What can we do for you, sir?
I'm after a funeral.
Boy, are you in luck. Solid pecan, steel handles, whatever you want.
Party.
A what?
A funeral party. And I want to be there.
You will be, I guarantee you.
I want to be there now.
Alive? You want to have a funeral party while you're alive so you can go?
Yes or no?
Yes.
That's how the movie Get Low begins. It's a new drama that opens today. It's about a southern rural man who's chosen to live as a hermit for several decades, four. He then comes out of the woods, literally, to throw himself a funeral party while he's still alive. It's part folklore, part true story, starring Robert Duvall as the hermit, Sissy Spacek, a woman from his past, and Bill Murray as the funeral director who makes it all possible. And as one might expect, there's a great deal of backstory, and that's really what the movie's about. To explain, we're joined now by Robert Duvall and Sissy Spacek. Robert, Sissy, thanks so much for being here. And I have to ask you both, were you worried? You were going into a movie that could be a very difficult movie because it's all about character. There's no action. It's not really suspenseful. This is about these characters. And you're doing it with a director, Aaron Schneider, who had never directed a feature film before. Did that concern either of you?
Well, for me, you know, there's an old saying in Hollywood, sometimes what you don't know about somebody is more exciting than what you know about everybody else. And he'd also won an Academy Award for a short film that he
whatever did. That means.
Right.
So you weren't worried?
You know, I'm always a little bit worried, but
well, they come in very well prepared, and sometimes they have it in their head what they want, and it can't totally be in a director's head. And he has to let it out and let it come from those who were there, the actors.
And he'd worked on it so long, both Bobby and I had met with him, he and Dean Zanuck, so many times that we were practically best friends by the time this thing came before the camera. There was a lot of nuance. It was a film about nuance.
Subtleties.
Subtleties. And it, you know, when I first read it, I was so surprised by the ending. And then I think it became much more when we just were talking with Aaron Schneider, who directed the film yesterday, and he was saying how you have the movie is really three movies. It's the first movie is the script. Right. The second movie is what you shoot. And the final movie, and the third movie, is what you discover and find in the editing room. And I think they did a beautiful, beautiful job.
Well, you guys are both at the stage in your career where you can pretty much pick and choose whatever movie you want to do.
Why? Yeah, if there's any financing.
Well, that's right. Boy. The movie that's actually going to get made. But why? Tell me why this one. You first. Why this one?
Very fascinating. A guy that sets up and goes to his own funeral. And it was a character, interesting character. I felt that I could relate to it. Maybe, you know, something in my family's past that could have been like this. And it just presented itself a year and a half ago at Christmas time, and I said, I'm not ready to do this. And then they called back, because we've talked about it for a number of years. And I thought to myself, no, maybe I better really do this. Maybe I better make myself available. Because if they're available, I have to be available, because it's very worthwhile. One of those movies that are not going to make a sequel or a remake in 15 years. It's very unique unto itself.
Yeah. And what about for you? Why did you choose this film?
It's just such a unique project. You never knew. I never knew from one page to the next what was going to happen. It was not a formula picture. It was just a rare little gem. As Bobby says often, and I agree with, it had a real Horton Foote quality. There was a wonderful group of people that had been working on it for years, Dean Zanuck, Aaron Schneider, and they had a wonderful writer to start with, and then they brought in C.
He's
one of the writers of Mad Men.
He wrote
just
a wonderful
great.
Script, and it was wonderful, but then they began to rewrite others, and it began to go, it was adrift, and I began to lose interest from the first.
And how did they get it back?
Well, Charlie Mitchell came from Alabama, this writer, and he was magic when he did.
You know, in this film, you have a symphony of noises.
What are the noises?
your grunts.
The mule?
And your
yeah, well, no, it's like half of your script is nonverbal communication. And I was kind of wondering, was that a choice that you'd made that this guy would make noises because he'd been alone for so long? Or did that just kind of happen?
It kind of happened, but people... Don't you think people in life that you never see in movies do make noises?
Of course, yeah.
And you never see that. So I, whatever happened, I let it happen as it did, you know. You know.
Well, how did you decide? How did you go through figuring out what would happen inside a person's brain after they'd been alone for that long?
I didn't try not to intellectualize it so much. Just try to daydream about it and mull it over and let the script, which was so good, lead me along and just relate to the other actors, Maddie's character, which was so easy to do, and the others, and just follow the storyline. It's storytelling. It's like kids playing house. We're adults now. We get money to play house. Right? She plays Maddie. I play the hermit. You know, it's like
the hermit.
And when it's over, it's over. It's play acting, make believe.
And it was very Southern. And I'm wondering how that affected your approach to this. I mean, did you have a special sensibility for that? This very, very Southern story.
Whatever. Well, Sissy comes from the Southwest, where you're people from the Tennessee and Virginia anyway. And you know, I just my dad's people were from Virginia, so I didn't try to go for an accent. I just tried to go for a thought, a flavor, of what they might be like. And having moved to Tennessee, you know, everybody from Tennessee isn't from Tennessee. They might have come from Virginia.
Yeah, so. I'm actually a Texan.
Yeah, you're a Texan. But where your people
came from Virginia and Czechoslovakia and Mississippi and Ottumwa.
Yeah. Right.
I'm a mutt.
Right. But I didn't try to go for an accent. I just tried to go for a flavor. And I didn't even think I had it until I watched it, because I just let it kind of come from what I came from.
You didn't realize until the film what kind of
instead of house. I just tried to get my dad had a very specific accent, but I didn't try to go for it. I just kind of let a flavor seep in.
Did you? I mean, I got the sense as I was watching it that this film would have translated just as easily to the stage.
Absolutely.
As it did to the movie. Did you find yourself feeling the same way, that it had that kind of intimacy to it?
I never thought about it in those exact terms, but there was something very literary about it.
Yeah, like a small theater in the round, like a Horton Foote thing. It would have been
simple story.
Wonderful on the small theater, I think.
Well, I cannot thank you enough for coming in. Robert Duvall, Sissy Spacek. The new movie is Get Low. There is a mystery at the end, which is a reveal, which is we can't tell you what it's about, except that you have a hermit, you have a funeral director, you have an old flame, and you have a young guy, and it makes for a great movie. Thank you both.
Thank you.
Thank
us.
You.
You can hear more about movies.
Another one of those hermit and funeral director movies.
Yeah, one of those old saws.
Another one of those, yeah.
You could get our podcast Movie Date. Newsday critic Rafer Guzman and Takeaway producer Kristen Meinzer talk about the latest in films, and you can hear it by heading to thetakeaway.org/podcasts. And if you go to see a movie this weekend and you can't wait to talk about it, text us your review as you're walking out of the movie theater. Text to us. Send it to take to 69866 and just tell us what you thought of the film. Mine would be Great Film. Get Low. Go see it.
Don't do two thumbs up, though, okay? It's, like, way overused. Lots more movies based on books. We talked to you earlier this week about what films are better than the books they're based on. What'd you say?
My name's Paula. I'm in Dania, Florida. Up in the Air, great movie on so many levels. I went out and bought the book the next day. The book, not so good.
Hey, that's my rule, isn't it? Bad book, good movie. Continue the conversation with your own suggestions at thetakeaway.org. I'm John Hockenberry.
And I'm Celeste Headlee. This is The Takeaway.
Since WNYC's first broadcast in 1924, we've been dedicated to creating the kind of content we know the world needs. In addition to this award-winning reporting, your sponsorship also supports inspiring storytelling and extraordinary music that is free and accessible to all. To get in touch and find out more, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.